Good morning.
All right. So how many cars so far, and what are they?
So far, I've driven 11 cars, 9 yesterday, 2 this morning. So far, I started with the Prestige Performance over $75,000 and the Sports Performance over $50,000 because we got to go. We're doing it at Canadian Tire Motorsports part this year, also better known as Mosport.
Right.
And so the weather was supposed to turn really ugly, so I wanted to get all the track stuff in while it was nice. And I did. It was great. So I got to take the Lexus RCF, that's their top-of-the-line coupe, the Porsche Cayman GT4. It's their top of the line, bottom of the line. The Mercedes-Benz AMG GT, which is their new Porsche 911 killer, they
really?
Say.
Right.
The Cadillac CTS-V, which is sort of the hot version of the CTS sedan. And then I also have the Ford Shelby GT350, the Cadillac ATS-V, the Corvette Z06, the Mercedes-Benz AMG C-Class, the C63, and the Lexus RC350 all-wheel drive.
Beautiful.
And then
this morning
I started doing the family car. I had the Chevy Volt and the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid.
Okay. Wow, that's
so
quite
a little bit of, from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's kind of a weird question at this point, but your top three so far.
Well, I would have to say that the Mercedes C-Class, the C63 AMG, I really loved driving that car. Unfortunately, I did not like its interior or its driving position as much. My favorite in that class, as far as the interior and the driving position, was the Lexus RC350. The problem with that is it was the least sporty car in the bunch.
Really?
It didn't like being on the track at all. other than that, the Porsche Cayman, you know how I like Porsches.
Yeah.
This thing has racing seats, and they are not designed for my bottom, I tell you. And getting in and out is a major operation. Once you're in, it's a blast. You put this thing in sport mode,
right,
and it even rev matches when you're downshifting, so you don't have to, step on the gas or heel and toe or anything like that. It's quite a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, and the new Chevy Volt, it's a brand new model for 2016, and it's a huge improvement over the other one. I still don't really like it that much, but
right,
it's a big improvement. The exterior styling is really quite nice. It looks like they ripped off the last generation of the Honda Civic, but it works very well. It's pretty gimmicky inside,
but
still a huge step forward.
Now, just on a selfish level, how was the Shelby? What was that like?
Well, the sound of the V8, I mean, there was a lot of that yesterday, but the Shelby was just a blast. It was a 6-speed manual transmission. Take that thing out on the track, and then the routes that they have through the public roads around here are just beautiful for the handling of that. Yeah, the Shelby, that is that's a hairy chested man's car, I tell you. Unfortunately, I don't have a hairy chest. So.
All right, now, and I hear there's been a little revelation, you're not a big fan of CVT transmissions, but you were
right,
surprised yesterday by something.
Well, there's CVTs and there's CVTs, I guess. You remember the last time, I think it was, we talked, I was complaining about the CVT in the Lexus CT200H, which is a really nice little wagon if it weren't for this loud, whiny CVT.
Mm-hmm.
But driving the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid, its CVT is quieter than the Lexus version, and I think it is nicer to drive. I was really amazed to find this thing for a higher-end car like the Lexus,
right,
not do as well as a mainstream car like the Hyundai. Well, maybe those TV commercials have something right about it. This is how they do it.
All right. It's Jim Bray having fun like a kid in the candy store down at,
at
Test Fest. That's awesome. We'll talk to you soon, Jim. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care. Thanks.